This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Coloradans will be getting a bit of a break on their taxes thanks to the Taxpayer's Bill of Rights. CPR's Megan Verlee has the details.
The state's tax collections have been booming, so much so that they've blown past revenue limits in the Colorado Constitution, and that's triggering two types of refunds. Taxpayers will get direct payments that average out to about $70 a person, and the income tax rate will also drop slightly, from 4.55% to 4.5%. Supporters of the Taxpayer's Bill of Rights say the refunds keep government spending in check while giving people back their money. Opponents argue the refunds have little impact on individuals, but add up to big losses for state programs like education. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Heavy Interstate 70 traffic is expected this coming Labor Day weekend. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has some tips for front rangers on how to avoid it.
If you need to drive I-70 west into the mountains from the Denver area today, I hope you're already on the road. Traffic is typically heaviest on that highway from mid-morning to late afternoon on the Friday of Labor Day weekend. Tomorrow, it'll probably bog down by 7 a.m. For the trip home, eastbound I-70 traffic is usually the worst from mid-morning to mid-afternoon on Monday. If you absolutely don't want to sit in traffic this weekend, stay home. Take a bike ride through your neighborhood. It could be pretty quiet. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
This is CPR News in KRCC. Fort Collins is at 64 degrees with a few clouds, and it might rain this afternoon. It's more likely in the evening. Meanwhile, in Denver, it is 64 degrees, mostly cloudy. Same thing, some chance of rain, mostly later in the day. And Colorado Springs is at 67 with a 50% chance of rain tonight.